So girls, you know, every single week is a whole new world. It's mamish a whole new world. 1 week has nothing to do with the week before, which is something very beautiful. Every week gives a new opportunity to grow, to get close to Hashem, to get close to our friends. And the Ora Chaim HaKadosh actually teaches us this in a very real way. The Ora Chaim teaches, the Pasuk says, you all know this Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. So generally we translate that Hashem created the world in 6 days. Yom HaShvi'i, Shabbat, V'Nefash. And the 7th day is Shabbos. But it shouldn't say Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem if it meant to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. It's missing one letter. It should have said Ki Bisheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. In 6 days God created the world. If we translate Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem exactly as it said, it should say Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. Hashem created 6 days. Not in 6 days He created a world, right? It should say Ki Bisheshes Yomim. So our Chaim HaKadosh teaches us, it's a big lesson in life, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created 6 days. Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. Hashem created a world where only 6 days would last. And then the world would just like evaporate. And what gives the ability for another week? The 7th day, Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is so holy and so special that it literally builds an ability to have another 6 days. Every week, Shabbos gives us an opportunity to have another 6 days, and if it wasn't for Shabbos, the world would be over, because Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. The power of Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, how special Shabbos is, and it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and we're getting ready for Shabbos. But what that tells us is that today being Friday, the existence of today really comes from the previous Shabbos, right? That's where it was built. So an entire week, always, all its kedusha, all its bracha, all its holiness and blessing and everything comes from Shabbos beforehand. And that's what it means. Vayavarech Elokim es yom ha-shvi ve'kadish oso. Hashem blessed the 7th day and made it holy. He gave it the ability to make everything holy. All holiness and blessing all comes from Shabbos. So if we're here, even though it's Erev Shabbos, we're getting ready for tonight, which is Shabbos, we're still living off last Shabbos. Last Shabbos, we read a pasuk in the parasha, a very beautiful pasuk that I think summarizes all that we're doing here in camp. The pasuk says, "Va'asisa hayashar v'hatov." We have to do what's right and what's good. What does that mean? We know we have to keep the mitzvos. We have to keep 613 mitzvos. What does it mean to do what's right and what's good? How is that above the mitzvos? We already have, we know what's right and good. Keep the mitzvos. That's what we're supposed to be doing. So the Ramban explains that this pasuk adds to us the following. That there are a lot of areas in life that are gray, that are not mitzvos and not averos. That we're just doing. Think about most of the activities you're going to have throughout the day. You go to art, or you go to Zumba, or you go to play some sports, basketball, whatever it might be. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an avera. It's just something we do. And so much of our day is made up of those gray areas. Vasisa Yashav HaTov teaches us that we have to be close to Hashem. And we have to be a Bas Torah in everything that we do. Not just when we're doing a mitzvah, and obviously not doing an avera. And camp gives us this incredible opportunity to elevate everything that we do to Hashem as a bas midos, being nice to each other, caring about each other, looking out for the best interest of each other, in all that we do, still dressing in an appropriate way. There's so much that we could do to be makadish, to make holy everything that we do. In fact, think about it right now. We're right now in this room learning Torah together, which is beautiful. Only a few hours ago, you girls were like going crazy in here. Like momish for hours, dancing and jumping and singing. Okay, I wasn't there watching, but I'm just assuming, right? You guys were having the time of your lives last night. But all that, as I was told by my wife, was b'kedusha v'tahara in the most special way. It was all understanding how special it is to be a Jew and rejoice and be b'simcha in a Jewish way, in a proper way, with the proper midos, and all in a way to thank Hashem for the beautiful life that He's given us, which is awesome and beautiful. So you just got it last night, v'asisa yashva tov, and there's so much opportunity for that here in camp. But that's actually not what I want to speak about this morning. Because with all the opportunity to do mitzvahs and get close to Hashem here in camp, in all that we do, and of course still keeping to the Torah mitzvahs themselves, davening and learning, that doesn't ever stop. There's actually one mitzvah which is really hard to do in camp. And on a daily level, pretty impossible, just based on circumstance. There's one mitzvah, we can't do it because we're not around it, basically. And that's the mitzvah of Kivud Avim. The mitzvah of showing respect and honoring our parents. Because we're not with our parents. Our parents are at home in Woodmere or Teaneck or Los Angeles or Baltimore, wherever we come from, wherever we live. Our parents are there. So on a daily level, maybe, you know, once in a while I'll write them a letter. But for the most part, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not being disrespectful. But I'm also not being respectful. I'm not doing anything to show Kivud Avim to my parents. For this month or 2 months, there's a mitzvah we don't have the opportunity to fulfill. This upcoming Sunday is visiting day. The upcoming Sunday is visiting day. And maybe you guys dread Matzei Shabbos, where you're going to be asked to clean up your bunks, and, you know, twice a summer, basically, you have to actually clean. But what that means is your parents are going to come visit. And you're going to spend time with them. And trust me, as much as they have to travel, some of them very far distances to get here, and it's annoying and it's hard, they're all excited to see you and to spend time with you. Because they love you. And I'm sure you're also excited to see them. But what this does, it gives us an amazing, incredible opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah of Kivud Avim. To show them tremendous respect. To show them, not just respect, tremendous hakaras hatov. Tremendous gratitude to thank them for sending you here. I'll tell you a little secret. It costs a little bit of money to come to camp. Okay? Just a little bit. It's a sacrifice on your parents to be able to send their children to camp, to sleepaway camp. It's a sacrifice to not be with you for so long. Parents love their children and want to see them, want to spend time with them. Okay, we all need a little break once in a while. A little break, but not this long. Not this long. But they do it for you because they love you and they want you to have a great time. So what do we owe them? To show tremendous hakaras hatov. That every one of us should make sure that on Sunday, at some point, we go over to our father and our mother. And we really thank them for sending us here. For doing all that they do for us. To show the proper kavod to our parents. And we owe them so much. You know, I saw recently a short video clip. It was an older man, he must have been, you know, in his young 60s perhaps. And he was sitting with a younger man, maybe in his 30s. It seemed to be, and it became apparent later in the film, that it was a father and son. And they're sitting on a bench outside the father's house. And they're talking. It was a nice spring day, it looked like. And a little bird starts, you know, like hopping right in front of them. And the father turns to the son. The video was actually in some other language. I don't even know what language it was. There were, but it was they had on the bottom in English. And the father turns to the son, and the father says to the son, "What is that?" And the son says, "Dad, it's a sparrow." "Oh, that's nice." And they continue to talk. About 3 minutes later, the father again turns to the son and says, because there's another bird hopping in front of him, and points to the bird and says, "Dad, what is that?" He says, "I just told you, it looked exactly like it's a sparrow." And the father says, "Oh, thank you." And they continue to talk. And another minute later, a bird again, the same bird, same looking bird, is jumping by, and the father goes to the son a third time. "Son, what is that?" "Dad, I just told you. How many times am I going to tell you? It's a sparrow, a sparrow, a sparrow." And he got all angry and got upset, lost his temper to his father. And his father very calmly puts up his hand to his son as if to say, "Just relax, chill here for a minute." And the father leaves and goes into the house. And he comes out with a little book. And it was clear that this book was a journal. And he starts reading to his son. And he reads an excerpt from over 30 years ago, when his son was probably about 2 or 3 years old. And he read to his son the following. He says, "Today, I took my son John to the park. And over 20 times, John asked me, pointing to the same bird, 'What is that?' And each time, with love and endearment in a calm way, I said, 'My son, it's a sparrow.'" And his son got it. You see, we don't even know, because we can't remember in our youth what our parents did for us with complete savlanus, with complete calm patience. The nights that we'd wake up night after night in the middle of the night, waking up our parents and forgetting about, you know, changing diapers. But we're more mature now. We understand now more. But we even now don't stop and think about how much energy and effort our parents put into our lives. Financially, emotionally, physically. And how much kivud ava'im we owe them. How much respect are due to our parents. How much hakaras hatov. How much we owe them to thank them for all that they've done for us. But you know what's interesting? That's not even it. The Meshech Chachma was a big tzaddik in the early 1900s. The Meshech Chachma explains, for all that I just described, which is all true, and we have to be thankful to our parents for all that they do for us, that's not even the foundation of the mitzvah of Kivud Ava'im. You know what he says? He says the mitzvah of Kivud Ava'im was given in the Midbar, in the desert. We all know that, right? We were at Har Sinai in the Midbar, and we were given the mitzvah of Kivud Ava'im. In the Midbar, we all know, it's very famous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the Midbar. Meaning what? We woke up every morning, did our parents have to work to earn a living in the desert? No. We woke up in the morning and there was man on the ground. Did our parents have to go and buy us clothing from, I don't know, place the Junies or whatever it might be? Did they have to go and buy us clothing and use it? No. There was a very famous medrash, a great miracle. Our clothing grew with us. Everything was provided by Hashem. Yet, that's where we were given the mitzvah of Kivud Ava'im, in the Midbar. And the Meshech Chachma explains, that's to teach us the mitzvah Kivud Ava'im isn't meant just because of all that our parents do for us, which they do and we have to be thankful for. But they gave us something much more than our clothing, and much more than our food, and much more than sending us to Camp Dina. They gave us life. We aren't here if it isn't for our parents. And that alone we do. We owe them so much kibud avim, so much respect for that alone. And we can't ever forget that. And we have this opportunity this Sunday to show the love and appreciation and respect. And I know some of you are sitting here thinking, but sometimes I don't get along with my parents. And sometimes I disagree. Sometimes I disagree with the decisions that they make for me and the rules and regulations. And I've been happy in camp, not having the same rules of my home. But guess what? Stop and think about it for a moment. Our parents love us. Our parents love us deeply and are wanting and trying to give us everything in the world. And sometimes we might disagree. And sometimes we're wrong. And sometimes they might even be wrong in the bigger picture. But ultimately it comes from love. And ultimately we're not here if not for them. And we owe the world to them. So we still have to show them tremendous kavod, tremendous respect. There was a big tzaddik, known as the Brisker Rav. And people would watch the Brisker Rav, and it was like really strange. They saw when he would go into his parents' home where he lived, he'd often go in the home, climbing in a back window. He would climb through it. The front door was right there. But he wouldn't go through the front door. He'd climb in a side window, a back window to get into his house. And it was like really strange. This isn't some 10-year-old kid having fun. This is the Brisker Rav, the leader of Klal Yisrael. So someone asked him, Rebbe, I don't understand. Please, can you explain? Why are you always climbing in the window of your home to get into your house? And the Brisker Rav explains that his father was also a very big tzaddik, Talmid Chacham, very famous, Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim, his father had so much respect for him as his son that he became such a Talmid Chacham. It hit a point when he would walk, his father would always sit at a table right when you walked into the house, and he'd be learning. And then when he would walk in the house, his father would stand up for him. His father would stand up for him because he had kavod, because he was such a Talmid Chacham. And the Brisker Rav felt, it's not respectful that I should be making my father stand. Not that he made him, not that he asked him to, but by default, just by walking in the house, that his father would stand up for him. So he decided, what could he do so he doesn't have to make his father stand up for him? Because God forbid, should I make my father stand up for me? He decided the only way was if he somehow gets in the house without his father seeing him walk in. They didn't have a back door. So he had to climb through the window. He had to literally climb through the window. That's the type of respect we have to have for our parents. Always thinking of ways to show them kavod, to show them respect. And in a very simple way, we have an opportunity this Sunday. In a very simple way, an opportunity this Sunday, just to show them respect by obviously being a Baal Samidos, but saying thank you for all that they've done for us, and thank you for sending us to camp and giving us this amazing opportunity, this amazing summer. And I'll tell you something else. Kivud of Aim is not just a mitzvah. It's of the most important of mitzvahs, and I'll prove it. We know there are Aseres HaDibros, there are 10 commandments. And obviously those 10 are super special, that's why they're the 10 commandments. But those 10 commandments are split up, as we know, that the Luchos had two sides, right? And for the most part, the first side of the Luchos are the mitzvahs Bein Adam L'Makom, between man and Hashem. Believing in Hashem, Anoich Hashem Elkecha, Lo Yia, not believing in other gods. Lo Sisa, Hashem Elkecha L'shav, not using God's name in vain, not saying Hashem's name when you're not supposed to. Shabbos Kodesh is a way of showing I believe in Hashem and that He created the world. And then on the next side are all mitzvos bein adam lechaveru, between us and our fellow friend, which is equally important. Not killing, not stealing, not kidnapping, not being jealous of others, as some of us spoke about the other day. But there's one mitzvah that seems to be on the wrong side. Kivud Av'em. Kivud Av'em, if I asked you, where should that be? You'd think it should be on the second side of the luchos, right? That's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, between man and his fellow man, between us and our parents, to show them respect. Yet, Kivud Av'em is the last mitzvah on the first side of the myth, of the Aseret Dibros. Along with all the mitzvos ben adam l'makom that are helping us connect to Hashem. Isn't that strange? So the Sefer Achinuch explains that if we keep Kivud Av'em in a proper way, if we respect our parents, what are we going to understand? Why are we respecting our parents and thanking our parents and showing them all this kavod? Is because we realize everything we have is from them. I'm only in this world because of them. And you know what that will help me do? It'll help me stop and think, wait a minute, I'm definitely here because of my parents, and I owe them tremendous respect, but there's somebody else that I owe that same respect to, because I'm also here because of him. There's a partner with our parents in creation and in giving me all that I have. And who's that? The Rabbanu Shalom Hashem. And that will help me through Kivud Av'em to have tremendous respect for Hashem as well. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu the respect that we owe Him in our tefillos, in our davening, in the brachos that we make throughout the day. Because that's what it's all about, to recognize, to have, you know, to say thank you in Hebrew is not, we say it's Todah, but really in the language of the Torah and Tzvarim, it's Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, we loosely translate as saying thank you, but that's not what the words mean. Hakaras HaTov means, does anyone know what does Hakaras HaTov mean? What is it? Excellent. Just recognize the good. Recognize the good. Recognize all that our parents do for us. And then obviously the byproduct will be, how could you not say thank you? Anyone who recognizes all the good that's done for them, of course you're going to say thank you. And so too, that will help us recognize all the good Hashem does for us and say the proper thank you to Him through our tefillos, through our brachos, through following Torah mitzvos. You know, when I was preparing this shiur for this morning, I was thinking about it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me a matana that I want to end with. Because I think as we understand now how fundamental, how important Kivud Av'em is to our lives, into showing our parents respect and ultimately then showing Hashem respect. So if you take the gematria for Kivud Av'em, it's exactly gematria, the numerical value, right? The numbers for each letter. Gematria of Kivud Av'em is 92. Exactly the gematria. Zeh Yisod. This is my foundation. Zeh Yisod. This is my foundation. That we have to realize this is the foundation of our lives. Because if I have proper Kivud Av'em, that shows that I'm a bas midos, a balas midos, and I'll have it with the other people in my lives also, that same respect. And ultimately I have it for Hashem, in serving Hashem properly. So Bez Hashem is Baruch, as we started out saying, camp is full of opportunity to serve Hashem in all different ways that sometimes I'm not able to during the year, and elevate every aspect of my life to serve Hashem. But that one lacking that we're not able to do too often in camp, we're going to have opportunity this Sunday. And that mitzvah, as we now understand, is a yisod, is a foundation. It's so important to our avodas Hashem. Let's make sure to be mekayim this mitzvah in the most beautiful of ways. To give our parents a big hug and a big kiss and say thank you and show them our appreciation for all that they've done for us. And that schus will also elevate our ben adam makom and show Hashem that we appreciate all He does for us. And HaKadosh Baruch will say, my children are with their parents. I want to be with my children as well in the way that I've always been.
and bring back Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Everyone should have a beautiful rest of the day. Ilgi Shabbos Kodesh. Bezer Shabbos Baruch.